This is WZRD Radio 88.3 FM, The Wizard, where we are freeform. And in this special show, Chicago poet and publisher Janet Kuipers, who is now an Austin, Texas resident, is here to share poetry from her recently released book, the second of a two-volume set of her poetry written for holidays and events during the calendar year. From the Scars Publications book, Every Event of the Year, Volume 2, July to December, Janet Kuipers will share select poems with you from August and September events and holidays from this one-of-a-kind poetry book. Hello, everybody. I am thrilled to be here and share poetry with you guys. It was thrilling to be here before and feature a year and a half ago with Every Event of the Year, Volume 1, January through June. It sold out there. I am sorry that in these coronavirus COVID-19 times, I cannot make the trip to be there with you guys now, but this book is available through Amazon and through Scars Publications and JanetKuipers.com. But what I thought I would do is share with you some poems that are summer events that are coming up in this book. Not all of them, just a random assortment of them. I hope you guys enjoy them. This first one I wanted to share with you is one poem where there were so many things that happened on this date. I even wrote this all down just to be able to get a load of all of this stuff. On this date, August 28th, in 1955, the black teenager Emmett Till was brutally murdered in a lynching galvanizing the civil rights movement. On August 28th in 1957, U.S. Senator Strom Thurmond filibustered to prevent the voting on the Civil Rights Act of 1957. And August 28th in 1963 was when the March on Washington for Jobs and Freedom happened, culminating in the Reverend Martin Luther King Jr.'s I Have a Dream speech. Holy cow, all of these things happened on one day in a number of years, and so try to share as much of that in this more short poem as possible for you guys. I hope you guys enjoy it. This is called Effigy. When it gets hot like this, when the summer drags on, and that is when you wonder when heat and pain will end. It's as if a fire has been set to the entire land, and this fire is within the hearts of men still set out to do you in. Low winds come across the plains, rustling leaves and anything hanging from the trees. And after this heat that you've been suffering through for far too long, all you can see are your brothers hanging from those trees in effigy. And when we fight, we even use your rules, and still you will do everything in your power to stop us from having the rights we have always deserved. It may take years for us to come together, so we truly may have real change. But even when we agree that we should all be free, the blockades we think are forever down will still remain. We want to be free, and we want to always fight, but we'll always feel the flames on our backs as we face the wind. And the amazing thing, I know, I'm sorry, I hope you guys are okay for all of this stuff, but the amazing thing about this book, Every Event of the Year, Volume 2, July through December, is that you can go from one page to the next, from one event to the next, and find a complete change. Because just a few days later, from the 28th to September 1st, is actually the day that the Pioneer spacecraft actually visited Saturn, back in 1979. And in honor of that, I'm going to share this poem, which mentions that and a lot of other cool astronomy stuff, in Beauty in the Eyes of Einstein. I heard NASA scientists say that Einstein dismissed some of his theories, even some theories we may know all too well. But Einstein didn't like some of his theories because he thought they weren't beautiful. And I wonder, what is beauty? Is it the geomagnetic aberrations of the aurora borealis dancing along the horizon in the Arctic Circle? Is it the way you look at me with those gorgeous doe eyes after we've been apart so long? Is it the scattered collisions from Comet Shoemaker-Levy 9 into the planet Jupiter? Is it what I feel when your arms are finally around me and I don't want to open my eyes and I never want to let go? Is it the eternally changing wisps of volcanic trails in the Saturn, Moon, Titan's atmosphere? Is it the way that listening to the music you make fills me with such energy? Or is it converting matter into pure energy with just the right formula? Einstein believed, the most beautiful thing we can experience is the mysterious, It is a source of all art and science. So am I driven to look up at the stars in the night sky, to see stars from billions of years ago, to fall in love every night. Einstein reminds us, we are all ruled in what we do by impulses. So is it how on impulse I move a bit closer to you, so I can feel the heat from your body so close to mine? We ask, what is beauty? They say that beauty is in the eye of the beholder. So it makes me wonder. I hope you guys are enjoying yourself. This is from the new book, Every Event of the Year, Volume 2, July through December. And I've skipped a couple pages on a couple events to go to the date on September 2nd. Yes, one day away from September 1st, but there were events in between that I shared. But on September 2nd was the day that Roosevelt shared his Speak Softly and Carry a Big Stick speech in 1901. And so in light of that, I've got this poem for you, and it's called Extension of Violence, Cute as a Button. I always seem nice to people. When going out, I put on the charm, act ultra pleasant, am quietly cute as a button. And when I walk down the street, I then curl each key from my keychain around each finger so that I'll be ready to attack anyone who comes too close. And I'll wrap up my purse strap 8 ways around my wrist so that if anyone tries to take it, it would be an extension of my arm and a new weapon as I fought back with a fervor. Because, as I said, I'm a charm on the outside, but inside is a bomb. All right, you guys, and now I'm going to skip a couple more days, oddly enough, to get to the next day. There are that many events on this thing that I've got multiple events for multiple days that I am going to share with you a poem just because it's for my Chicago reference, because I like you guys and I like my hometown and I like my skyscrapers. September 3rd is actually National Skyscraper Day. So for that, I've got this short poem for you, and it's called Engineering with Creativity. I've lived with a long lineage of builders. It's in our blood. We instinctively want to crane our necks, look up to the stars, because even though we don't have wings, we want to master what's high. I know that slave labor historically stacked rocks to make the global monuments we revere today, and the artistically inclined may prefer music or art to share. And sure, those things give humanity life, but some of us also love the skyscrapers that no artist could attain just by sharing art. It takes a mix of the engineering mind with creativity to make something that everyone right now can on some levels admire, whether it is for offices or for a phenomenal view. And that, trust me, will last. I hear people having these debates and talking about me, and there is beauty in those things as well, so it's great to be able to share that with people poetically as well. I think I'm going to share with you maybe 2 more poems, because I don't want to give away too much from this book for you guys. It is available through Amazon.com, both Volume 1 and 2, Every Event of the Year. This is Volume 2, July through December. You can also go to SCARS Publications for it. The website for it is SCARS, SCARS.TV, or if you know my name, Janet Kuypers, JanetKuypers. Why? Because we like you. PERS. JanetKuypers.com. You could find links to this book as well. But just doing a search on Amazon globally, you'd be able to find it as well. So I found that an upcoming date on September 6th is Ash National Read a Book Day. Read a Book Day. And since I've got a book, it's a rule I have to read it, right? So might as well share this poem for you guys. And for National Read Book Day, this is called Onto a Page. Sometimes reading an assigned book for school was the biggest trauma known to mankind. No, please, do I really have to read this? My eyes now battle, fluttering open and close, just to try to get through this. Don't make me read this book. Then, later, some philosophy classes came, and you got the chance to read some good classic writing. And maybe you got a hold of a philosophy novel that, although it was impossibly long, you didn't want to let go of, so you'd spend hours at a time reading. Right now, there are stacks of books sitting around that you want to spend some time reading. Get into that comfy chair and allow yourself to get lost in the words other authors have put onto a page. But you don't have the time to read like this anymore. All these books sit there, patiently waiting, I suppose. That's the nice thing about books. They wait patiently while we get lost in our everyday mindless minutiae. So reflect on the time when escape wasn't a movie theater, and once again, curl up in yourself with a good book. That poem seems entirely perfect, especially now when we're in our coronavirus COVID-19 times, when a movie theater might not be an option, and oftentimes a good book is going to do the perfect thing for you guys. So I hope that a lot of you guys, if you don't have your radio, you've got good books to curl up with. And if you're interested in this, and you can always find it out on Amazon. I'm going to share, I believe, one more poem for you guys for the end of summer for September. This is for September 17th. Which is Constitution Day. Da, da, da. Sorry, it needed music. That's for Constitution Day. This is a 2016 edit of the poem, The State of the Nation. My phone rang earlier today, and I picked it up and I said, "Hello?" And the man at the other end said, "Is this Jack Kuipers?" And I said, "Yes, it is. May I ask who is calling?" And he said, "Yeah, hi, this is George Washington, and I'm sitting here with Jefferson and a couple other guys here, and we just wanted to tell you a few things." And I said, "Why me?" And he said, "Excuse me, I believe I said I was the one that wanted to do the talking." God, that is a problem with Americans nowadays. They're so damn rude. And I said, "You know, you really didn't have to use language like that." And he said, "Oh, I'm sorry. It's just that I've been dead for so long. I lose all control of my manners. Well, anyway, we just wanted to tell you some stuff. Now, you know, we really didn't have much of an idea of what we were doing when we were starting this country here. I mean, we didn't have much experience in creating bodies of power, so I could understand how our Constitution could be misconstrued." And then he put in a dramatic pause and said, "But when we said that people had a right to bear arms, we meant to protect themselves from a government gone wrong, and not so that you can kill a 16-year-old girl at an ATM at 6 p.m. for $20 cash. And when we said freedom of religion, we included the separation of church and state, because freedom of religion could mean freedom from religion. And when we said freedom of speech, we had no idea that you'd be burning a flag, or painting pictures of Christ dosed in urine, or photographing people with whips up their respective anatomies. But hell, I guess we've got to grin and bear it, because if they ban that, the next thing they'll ban is books, and we can't have that." And I said, "But there are schools that have books banned, George." And he said, "Oh." I thought I'd give you a cliffhanger there for your final poem. In a bagazillion, it seems, poems that are in this new book, Every Event of the Year, Volume 2, July through December. There are two volumes. Both volumes are available at Amazon.com right now. You can look for them by searching for Every Event of the Year or for Janet Kuipers. You can also find them at scars.tv for Scars Publications or janetkuipers.com. I would like to thank WZRD Radio, because this is WZRD Radio 88.3 FM, The Wizard, where we are freeform. And I'd like to thank WZRD and Chicago. I would like to thank listeners and poets, and I would like to thank everyone out there, because in these times, we've all got to find ways to feel closer to each other. I want everyone out there to stay safe, Stay poetically inclined, and whatever you do, know that you are loved. And thank you all very much for listening. Thank you, WZRD, and thank you.